Yeah, doll, how was the show?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember if it was you who told me that sperm is not kept in the testes.
It's true.
I told you that. It was you.
It was me.
I'm glad I didn't. I wanted to double check because Amanda Cohen's episode of The Dork Force, this might be a long phone bonus.
Well, think about it this way. Okay. If they were stored in the testes, you could probably make me come just by squeezing the testes.
Sperm?
What?
What? The sperm is not stored in the testes.
Correct. It is not.
If I squoze your testes...
I would scream.
You would scream. You would be sad. But that's not the thing that makes that... So you're saying that when I squeeze your penis, wow, a lot of info, folks. I'm sure we're married.
If it were to ever happen. In the case that you might.
Oh my God. You know the only person who listens to this is Todd Mason.
Hi, Todd.
So, but they're not being stored in your penis.
No.
So, I don't get it. First of all, where the hell are they? Where are the little guys being kept?
There is a secret plane, elemental plane of cum.
So,
and we open
Amanda
a tiny
Cohen
portal. When we have an orgasm, we open a tiny portal to the elemental plane of cum.
Amanda Cohen and I discussed this very issue in this episode of how nobody knows. Nobody knows shit about their bodies, about the other people's bodies. We all don't know. And it's just some goddamn mystery, and it isn't okay.
It's not a mystery.
It is a... Well, it's a mystery if you were never told, and then you didn't ever have a good teacher. Yeah? Then hold forth, my love.
Prostate.
What?
Prostate.
What? That's a word.
That's a word, and that is where your sperm is created in your testicles.
Okay.
And then stored in your prostate.
Okay.
And then when you orgasm, muscles clench up and squeeze the prostate.
Okay. Which
is
why.
And then you ejaculate.
Oh, so when old guys have prostate issues, what are they having?
Well,
storage issues?
Well, mostly what that does, because it sits right up next to the urethra.
Okay.
And when they're having prostate issues, it swells up and it makes it hard to pee.
Okay.
Because it sort of blocks off the tube, the pee tube.
The pee tube, the urethra. Mm-hmm. We both got those.
We do.
Everybody's got one of them there.
Everybody pees.
And sperm doesn't come out of the urethra.
No.
I know that. Though, did you hear the hesitation? Yes, I was like, I know that. That's this entire episode is me going, I know that's true.
That's a thing.
Then not being 100% sure.
Hmm.
So here's the thing. Amanda Cohen, 27, that is her Twitter handle, Instagram. She's working in Nebraska this week.
Okay.
She... came on, she was going to talk about how absurd a lot of this, how bad it's getting, the reproductive rights legislation and women's rights and forced pregnancies and all these things, right?
Right.
And we barely got to it because there was a lot of discussion about the reproductive situation, right? About trying to get, we couldn't even get to women as people. We had to plow through hundreds and thousands of years, not hundreds of thousands, hundreds and thousands of years of probably hundreds of thousands of women being treated like pets, children, and chattel.
Right.
Items. And so by the time we got to, the whole arc of her dorkdom is... please trust women.
Yes.
It'll be okay.
Yes.
They're adults. They get to make decisions whether they regret them or not later.
That's right.
It's just like everybody else making a decision.
If you educate them and then trust them with the education that you're giving them.
Right. Even uneducated.
Everything gets better.
Right. That would definitely get better. But even an uneducated woman who gets pregnant knows whether or not she wants to have a baby.
Yes, absolutely.
So... that was the fun fact of this episode that went on, but we didn't know. And to some extent, here's the good news. I still don't. It's almost like that cricket episode where I don't know. I knew for a minute, and now it's over.
That was hot.
was something coming off the tree.
Something
probably
fell. Something fell.
Oh my gosh. Hey, everyone should listen to the show, you guys. And we are going to have this conversation afterwards. Okay, bye.